Anthony Hine and some others, they've done that in the past here too, and that propagation, you know, plays a big role, of course. And of course, the antennas that we were using were nothing compared to what you're planning on putting up, so you know, we were just playing around with our regular cheap verticals, or the guys had their Yagis, HF Yagis that they were using, or 2 meter Yagis, and lots of times, you know, even their, you know, 10 or 11 element Yagis were pretty narrow, so you had to turn your rotor several times to get all the conversation in, because it was just narrow. It was quite directional. So yeah, just some things to keep in mind, I suppose, when you're building this. Like, that's the only thing. If you're going from station to station, it's not a problem. But if you're going, say, for example, a few of us in a net, you might run into some problems being so directional. But depends where the other stations are located there. Back to you.
Yeah, V5GGW. When I lived in Ireland, I used to do a lot of DXM on 2 meters, and had a tele-element. It was a 10XY, they called it. I forget who made it. I took the cross elements off and made another antenna, and I phased them together. And then I made a mechanism with a small air compressor, or air ramp, rather than an air compressor. And I could switch polarization from vertical to horizontal. And I used to put it out there that I was always around on a Sunday morning. And I used to work a lot of UK and Europe, got to know that I'd be around on a Sunday morning. And people used to be sort of looking for me, you know, when I lived on the west coast of Ireland there. But, you know, if people know that you're there, they, you know, on a regular time, like, you know, if I'd done the same here on a Sunday morning or something, maybe catch an inversion a little bit, you know. You never know what you could do. 1,500 clicks shouldn't really be a problem, Randy Oven.
Well, definitely, when you got a system like that, you know, there's some other, you know, things that you could set up with that as well. You know, if you wanted to use a switch in there, single coax going up to a switch, and, you know, just power, you know, either the top stack or the bottom stack, or each antenna separately. There's so many different options a guy could do to set things up, you know, and you can just flip through the switch instead of moving your rotator when it's minus 40 below, and because that's always an issue. That's that's why I got rid of my Yagis, because of that. There's always problems with the rotor or the line breaking or something happening there up on top of the tower there, and it gave me such a crazy I got upset already, because there's always something breaking or something, a wire breaks off or whatever off the rotor, but that's why I went to verticals. But for me here, it's a little bit different, because everything is pretty much in range for me here with a vertical, where in your your case, you want to get out to other stations and other repeaters and do DXing. That's a little different. That's quite a bit different than what I'm doing here. So I'm basically just, you know, linking from one to the other here. With the vertical, it suits all my needs. I might, you know, increase my vertical to a better, higher dB gain one, and that might do my purpose just well. As far as you know, having say a local net on single sideband here, a 2 meter single sideband net, then I would be able to hear all the stations because I'm pretty much centered in within all the stations. So the ones that are on the far outskirts, a Yagi would be probably their better best bet. So it all depends on what you want to contact there. Back to you.
Well, it's mostly the DX, you know, contest, VHF contest. I'd like to have it working for the one in during the summer there. But let's see how we go and what we decide on. I mean, you know, it just seems a very good, well-built and a lot of gain on it. I'm not too worried about being it so directional. You know, if it pulls the signals in, I'll make the contacts. You know, that's what it's all about. And, see what happens. Watch this space, as they say. But I don't know. I can't see anything other, you know, with the gainers, what that's got. That's as well built as that. But I don't know. We'll still have another bit of a look around, see what we can see. But I do like the cross elements where you haven't got, you know, you got FM and SSB in the one antenna. That's the beauty of it as well, Randy. Over.
Sure, yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, once you get that antenna system up there, you know, you're gonna, you know, figure out who's also interested in DX and that sort of thing. So you know, a person can connect up to some of these repeaters in the States, even, and whatever other country that you want to try. And there's others there that have similar antenna systems, and you get to know them, and of course they'll zone in on you, and you'll zone in on them, and you'll make contact hopefully. So yeah, that's the whole idea. Once they know that you're there, then they'll be, you know, you'll be able to check in with them on a regular basis, of course, depending on propagation there. Back to you.
Yeah, as much as I've looked on YouTube to see anybody with a decent sort of VHF antenna system, I've seen people doing small phasing on small antennas, but I haven't seen anything on there at all with what I would like to do, you know, and which surprises me. There must be other people out there with a good VHF antenna system like I'd like to put up, or want to put up, or am putting up, but I just want to double check because, you know, it's a lot of money. And there's nothing worse than buying something and then thinking, oh, damn, did I do the right thing here, you know? The 5RJM, the 5GGW.
Yeah, the 5RJM returning. Yeah, you know, I don't know if there's, I don't know if there's any type of form or anything, because I haven't searched it, of course, because it wasn't on my top 10 list, but, you know, there might be, DXing in the groups.io. You know, a guy could check out put a feeler out in there and see who else is doing this kind of stuff and give you an idea. I know there's, DXing websites and so forth, whether they got, information about their stations and that they operate and all that, like on their QRZ pages, for example, or their personal websites, that sort of thing. They'll come across, you can do some searching on Google or whatever, and find some of these stations and see how much, how much traffic they actually, use on 2 meters. So, maybe that's something for you to do first, and before you spend all that money there, Graham, back to you.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'll do that now while I'm drinking my tea that Debbie very kindly made for me. But, that's about it anyway, Randy. The next thing is putting up this tower as well. And that. But that won't be done until another 2 or 3 months, until the ground unfreezes anyway. So, alright then, mate. I'll let you go for a while. I'll see if I can look for some forms where the people are doing 2 meter DX and that, and see what we can come up with. But anyway, all right, mate. I'll let you crack on. Been holding up the repeater here for a while now, so let somebody else get on to it. The 5RGM, the 5GGW not mobile. I'm so used to saying mobile. The 5GGW, clear and listening, 7 feet, Randy, and when you're bored, have a look and see what you can find. The 5GGW, 7-3.
Well, I just did a quick search here on groups.io, and there's some on 2 meters in Texas and in Washington. In Wisconsin, so they're out there, just gotta find them. So I haven't looked in the site there to see what any information, but I'll send you those links there if you wish, and you can check them out yourself. Send them an email maybe, or a post there on the group. You're right. I'll let the repeater rest here a little bit, and we'll say 73s. Thanks for the QSO there. Be an interesting project there. You got going there. V5GGW, V5RJM, we'll be monitoring.
Send me that link if you can then, and we'll certainly have a look at it, and I'll have a look now here. Cheers, Randy. 7-3, mate. Have a good day, and we might talk to you a bit later. The 5GGW, 7-3.